This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. I would say getting up with us a minute earlier today. Ben, what happened? How did we get in a minute earlier on the show? It's 5:59 and 27 seconds right now. What happened?
I'm an idiot who can't tell time.
Oh, okay.
So, I didn't notice.
All right, gotcha.
You sound like you're an instrument of the man.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, I'm filing a report with the Sports Radio Workers Union 523.
I thought Ben was one of us, Seth. It turns out he's just a suit in a hoodie is what he is right now.
Oops. A suit in a hoodie.
That's all he
the
is.
The worst kind of sports commentator.
Does anybody...
You're the Andrew Whitworth of Sports Radio 610.
That's all he is, man. Just a vessel for the man. Getting us in. There we go. Now it's 6 o'clock. Whew, I'm bushed.
Okay, just kind of sit up.
Who are the hoodie guys? Who are the guys who wear hoodies on sports television with underneath their suit? Like Orlovsky?
Orlovsky and Whitworth are the big two. I like that look. I do that when Amy and I go out sometimes. I'll probably do that tonight when we go out to dinner for Valentine's Day. It's a comfortable look, man. You don't feel
look
like
you.
You're super dressed up.
It's the mullet of 2025.
Business in the front. Party kind of over the back. Yes.
Business on the torso, but also party on the torso.
Hell yeah.
And dangling out behind.
Dude,
yeah.
My torso is one big party. Yes, absolutely. How you feeling, man?
Since the Euros stole the mullet from us.
They did.
And then made it hip again.
They thieved it.
So these damn kids these days don't even understand they're being owned by the Euros.
That's right.
when they wear their mullets.
Yeah, go back and watch any documentary about the 80s or that took place during the 80s. That's when the mullet was king. That's when we owned the mullet back in the day. How you doing, man? Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm good. I was actually very pleased with Nick Cayley's press conference yesterday.
Yes.
And I didn't expect him to give a whole bunch up about the scheme, but I thought my overarching good feel and good vibe about that press conference was that Nick Cayley is a guy who very much more so than Bobby Slowik, I think, just believes in his core that it all starts up front, and it starts with the blocking and the pass protection and everything else, that he's just much more of a nuts and bolts guy.
Yeah.
And not that Bobby Slowik isn't smart or can't go on to do good things in his future. I just feel like Cayley's just, he's more of the actual blue collar, let's teach this technique right, you get the fundamentals right, and then we can start doing other stuff.
Yeah.
And it just, that part of it felt good.
Yeah, and I don't think it was lip service either. I don't think it was him saying what he thought everybody wanted to hear. Like, I don't know that he necessarily cared what everybody wanted to hear. I think that's 100% who he is, I think.
Yeah, that's why I would say it was kind of a theme of the press conference, because it wasn't like that was his opening point that he wanted to make, or he didn't have a 5-point plan in front of him. D'Amico had notes. Nick Cayley didn't have any notes. He just got up there, ready to go.
Spoke from the heart.
Yeah. So there wasn't anything necessarily breathtakingly, overwhelmingly revealing. except that, yeah, I thought it was very, very obvious that at his core, he's a guy that is way more focused on the blocking part of football than Bobby Slowick was.
Yep.
Whereas Bobby Slowick is a little bit more enamored of the whiteboard route tree concepts and whatnot.
I'm with you on that. There's some good takeaways from here. I thought DeMeco right out of the chute during the opening statement where he, you know, he's doing about 90 seconds leading in to the press conference. But literally like 10 seconds in, he pointed out that Nick Caley is not, quote, beholden to one scheme.
Yeah.
And I thought that was significant because I feel like one of the criticisms of Bobby Slowick was that he was just, he took this group of players and by hook or by crook, come hell or high water, he was going to jam them into his version of the Kubiak-Shanahan scheme.
Well, and the tough part about that is that there is a learning curve with all of that, and I was willing to be patient with it, but the catch is, it takes a lot of reps to get good at being in an outside zone-based scheme, and you've got to really be able to coach it up well. And they were horrendous at coaching it up. And a lot of that, I think, starts with Bobby Slowick being more of a passing game guy and not understanding just how hard it is to coach that scheme. And by the time he realized that they had to switch, it was too late.
Here was DeMeco Ryan's very first question in the press conference for him yesterday. Why Nick Caley?
Yeah, I talked to a lot of great people throughout this process, and just it was clear as I kept going through it, talking to people and going through my process, it was very clear that Nick was the right guy for our team. Just with his energy, right, his leadership ability, I think with him being able to understand the run game, pass game, with him being in multiple schemes that were successful, understanding how to tailor the offense to the players that we have, that led me to Nick. And I feel really strong in my conviction that he can lead us and get us over the hump. Right? We've had a lot of good success these first 2 years. And the reason for doing it is I think there's another level that we can go to. And so I said earlier, it's my job to take this organization to new heights. And I think hiring Nick will help us to get there.
The word leadership was used a few times by DeMeco. The thing I like about that is that usually you can't tell in an interview whether a guy's a good leader or not. Everybody can pass themselves off, or lots of people can pass themselves off as good leaders. When you read a leadership book, you write down some bullet points, and you say, this is exactly who I am. Usually that comes from word of mouth or endorsements by other people.
Yeah.
So I think Caley comes highly regarded from everybody that DeMeco talked to. And I do like that DeMeco talked to at least 8 people and probably more. You know, they had at least exploratory conversations with Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
So the fact that he talked to that many people and hopefully getting a little bit of an education, kind of an insight into a lot of future opponents and or just different ways to do things while he was doing that, that it's not for lack of searching that he found the candidate that he liked.
Well, and I know this is something you and I were texting about this yesterday, and I think, you know, one of the things, I think Landry asked him about comparing this search for an OC to the previous one. And I don't have that audio stacked up here in the open, but I think it's appropriate to bring it up now based on just how you and I are chatting about this, that it feels like DeMeco was able to be far more thorough in this vetting of his OC than he was the first time. And that's understandable. Like, you're putting a staff together. It's a fire hose of interview. Even though you may have had all the people in mind for years that you want to hire, some of those people aren't available, or, you know, the interview schedule is such that it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot going on. It's almost like starting up a startup company, and you've told the investors, yeah, sure, we'll have a sales force hired by March the 15th, and 100 people hired, sure, no problem. And because it's so fast and it's such a fire hose, that 20 of those 100 people are not going to be great. And I think the same thing can happen in putting, and this isn't to say Bobby Slowick was trash or anything like that, but he obviously wasn't the perfect hire. He got fired 2 years in. This time around, everything else is in place. Like, this is the only thing, like, only high priority thing that you're really working on right now. You know what
I mean? Right. Well, and you think about the timeline of it, too, is DeMeco was coaching in the Super Bowl that year. So it he's going to obviously be excited about his new opportunity with the Texans. But the main thing at that point is in his career is he's got to be focused on the Super Bowl and preparing for the Super Bowl. And then all of a sudden, boom, hey, sorry about your loss in the Super Bowl, but here you go, hire 28 people.
I think that was the year Brock Purdy hurt his arm in the NFC title game, but he still coached.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But I mean, there's still a lot going on. I think there's still a lot going on.
I can't believe they hired a guy who couldn't even win the NFC Championship game. My God.
Remember that game? Remember that game where Josh Johnson played the whole game because Brock Purdy tore his arm?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
So Brock Purdy came back in, remember?
Oh,
unable
yeah.
to feel his hand.
He's a hero, man.
What held you back in the passing game today? Yeah. The stranger.
Lack of a hand.
Yeah.
Why did he come to Houston, Nick Caley? He said, because of the people.
Because of the people. Starting from ownership. Coach Ryan's, to Nick, to the people, to the players, to the staff that we have here, I feel really convicted in that. And I think, you got to get the right people on the bus, and we have the right people on the bus, and I'm really excited about that.
Okay, a couple things. One is, we already talked about, the flurry that comes with a new coach hiring his staff. I wonder if for Caley, part of it was that. He turned down the job with the Patriots last year when it was a new staff. He was reportedly the leading candidate for the Jets, but he pulled himself out of that this year with a new staff. It's interesting that both those coaches were defensive-minded head coaches,
yeah.
too. And I think that everything that D'Amico said about the flurry of activity and trying to hire a staff, there might have been an appeal for Nick Caley in thinking, the assistant defensive line coach I actually really like a lot. You've got people here in place. I know Casario. This feels a lot more stable and like where I can actually do some things compared to every other thing that led to Bobby Slowick kind of being a disappointment
to make,
in a big way.
To make the startup comparison again, when you go to interview with the Texans, you're actually walking into a building where they've got five floors of it. They got a nice lobby. Everything's in place. They're publicly held. You go to the Jets or the New England Patriots, you're walking into a trailer where they still haven't even built the building yet. You know what I mean?
How many of these candidates for the Jets job had DMs in their inbox from Woody Johnson's kids making fun of him from like 2 years ago. Hey, this is Woody Johnson's kids. You're never going to work in this town, you bum.
And you know they introduce themselves as Woody Johnson's kid, not with their first name. You know they do that. So I think there's some, it was a short answer, but I think that's a great point. Like that, I didn't even think of that. I'm just thinking of the like the quality of the people in the building. It's like it's a good building right now. It's good inside that building. But you're absolutely right that this is like kind of almost the fully built Death Star as opposed to the Death Star that still had a bunch of holes in it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that was good. D'Amico Ryans has zero apprehension over Nick Caley not calling plays in the past.
Everybody has their first time. I was a first-time play caller. All right, there are a lot of guys who have their first time, so I wasn't beholden to or nervous about hiring someone who was their first time because it's about the person. And I think you get the right person to do the job, and I think I truly believe that Nick can do that. And it's play calling is also about who you surround yourself with. And I think, you know, we have a really strong staff offensively and defensively. Surround ourselves with the right people who can help when it comes to calling it for the first time.
Just by way of example, I think a couple guys that just because these guys pop up in my mind, not because I'm looking at Caley as a Sean McVay guy, but Matt LaFleur and Mike McDaniel both left, went off on their own. And then LaFleur didn't have a great year with the Titans, but then they got the head coach job the next year and ended up doing very well as the head coach and offensive coordinator of the Packers. And then Mike McDaniel, you know, obviously did very good, did very well on his own, him after leaving Shanahan. I'm not overly worried about it. It's one of those things that you flat out accept that you don't know until you see it in action.
Yeah. Well, that's a point you've made several times. It's like, look, there's a first time for everybody. And as soon as D'Amico said that, I was like, yeah, I remember Seth saying that. Like, that was like, at some point, you know, everybody's had to have somebody take a chance on them. I don't feel like this is a major risk. I mean, I was impressed with Caley yesterday. I really was. I thought he was excellent. And keep in mind, like, if we're just grading the press conference, he had a job with the Rams where he was not doing press conferences on a weekly basis. He was good in front of a crowd. I think that he was good in front of a crowd, and I think it matters. Like, you're a coach, you're getting up in front of, you know, like, I do feel like there's an element of you've got to sell it, even when you're in front of the players, too. You know what I mean?
I think that he seems like and he talked about how he took a lot, obviously, from both McVay and Belichick and working for them. And he feels like he's almost the exact medium between those two guys.
Yeah.
He's got a voice a little bit like McVay.
A lot like McVay, dude. Yeah. A lot like McVay.
He's not super, super smiley, but he's way more animated than Bill Belichick. But he also still has kind of that blue-collar feel to him. So he's a mix. Yeah.
All right.
He's a mixed breed. Which hybrids tend to be the best dogs, man.
They do, yeah. He's a mutt, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, two contract extensions are front and center right now. One for the Texans, one for the Astros. Both got attention from the media yesterday and from the people making these decisions, at least some attention for one of them. We'll talk about both of those coming up next. Also want to remind you, Slam Dunk in Vegas contest still going on for several more days. You got a chance to enter to win. How do you enter? Just listen to us for an hour a day. Listen to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app for an hour a day. And if you're the winner, you and three buddies are going to be on your way to Circa in Vegas to watch the college basketball tournament out there and have $20,000 in your pocket to do with whatever it is you want to do. Whatever it is people spend $20,000 on in Vegas, it's up to you, but you're going to have that $20,000 whether you like it or not. Circa's amazing. The sports book, the stadium swim, you're going to get to go and experience the whole thing if you're the winner of our contest. Just download the Odyssey app, listen for an hour each day, and you'll get your daily entry to the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.